Still Standing is a podcast of hope. My name is Allie Patterson, and I am your host. On this podcast, you're going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope in their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories like yours, and I hope you walk away thinking there's hope for me too. Everyone on this podcast would gladly say it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. Come find out why.
Welcome to MGP 460. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 Tell you what, I've got this new chair exactly right now. And for the first time in, 10 years we've been doing this podcast, I'm sat in a really comfortable position. I'm not sat up straight. I'm just ever so slightly reclined with adequate lumbar support. It feels glorious. This is a whole new world. This is my new podcasting position, and I'm very happy with it. That wasn't even an advert. It should have been an advert. If any chair companies want me to insert the name of their company there after that little speech, I'm happy to lie and pretend I've got one of your chairs.
Do it.
And I am comfortable.
You can send me the chair after. I've still not bought one. I'm planning on going to IKEA because they've got a chair I like the look of, and I'm hoping it will be the answer.
It's not about liking the look of it. It's like in the bum feel of it. You got to go in there and sit on some chairs.
It looks like a chair my bum will enjoy. That's what I was thinking.
Excellent. That's rather splendid news. We're overflowing with chairs at the moment. We've got chairs everywhere. We had to cancel the van for a week because of my desk nonsense. So we've still got all the chairs in the house. We've not been able to get them to the fancy storage unit yet. Very sad.
I saw some of your van news this week. You filming that van driver eating his lunch for 2 hours or whatever it was.
Oh, it's just absolute shenanigans. I've ordered a desk. I didn't realise the company I was ordering from was based in Belgium because they're a very well-known company. I'm not going to be too cruel to them on the podcast because I've already gone after them on Twitter.
Belgium and they are quite nice.
They keep ringing me up and being quite nice. Yeah, I've ordered the desk. It's basically stuck at customs trying to get into the country, and it's being delivered by TNT. It was supposed to come on Wednesday, but I got a phone call on Wednesday saying it isn't coming. It's stuck in customs in Belgium. And as I was on the phone, a TNT truck pulled up outside my house. And I said to them, I think it's here. Nah, it's not. It's definitely in Belgium. Well, there's a TNT truck outside. That TNT truck was out there for 5 hours. And from as far as I can tell, the driver never got out of it and never delivered anything anywhere.
He is probably on the phone the entire time going, look, I've just arrived at the Lujo Towers. And they're like, no, we've told him you're in Belgium. But I'm here now and I've got the desk. No, look, we've told him you're in Belgium. And he's probably had to send it up the chain. Well, they told him it's in Belgium. Well, I'm outside his house. 5 hours of negotiating. He's thinking, well, I'm just going to get out and deliver it. I can't stop.
And of course,
me.
I'm streaming all of this as well. It was the stream highlight of the century. And then he went. And then he came back today and gave me just a desktop, just a wooden bit. Which is the one bit, if he was going to deliver any bit at all, that's the bit I need least. Because if he'd have given me any of the rest of it, I could have said, forget everything else, I'll use the desktop I've got. I just need the sit-stand mechanism, I need the legs. But I've now got two massive desktops in my house and no sit-stand mechanism. It's ridiculous.
He probably went home, couldn't sleep a wink, rang his boss yesterday, or this morning, whenever it was, and said, right, we'll meet in the middle. I'm going to give him half a desk. You can go with your Belgian lie.
The wrong half.
I got up for the first time in a long time, at least 2 years. I got up before 8 o'clock today, and because I was supposed to have someone converting my loft into like putting boards in and stuff, and at like midday, they rang me and said, oh, our builder's got COVID, he ain't coming, and we'll send someone tomorrow. And I've been in such a grumpy mood all day since, because I'm so knackered. I can't believe how tired I am. Like, it's only an hour earlier, well, 45 minutes earlier than I normally got up, but it has thrown me. I fell asleep at 5 o'clock today. Just I'm sat there. I got woken up by my son going, you're asleep. And I just maybe jump a mile. And I've been feeling really out of sorts since, because I was in
just
the deepest sleep of my life.
Just for clarification, if any authorities are listening, that is Sheepdog saying that. Because I have been in the doctors this week where they were deciding whether or not I'm allowed to carry on driving. And they asked me all sorts of questions about circumstances where I might fall asleep. And I'm like, no, I don't. If you were to go outside now and sit at the traffic lights, would you fall asleep? No. Why would I fall asleep at traffic lights? You're there for like 20 seconds. No, I don't fall asleep at the traffic lights. But yeah, if they hear someone on my podcast now talking about falling asleep randomly, they're going to come and yoink my driving license off of me.
I'm surprised how much they're grilling you on this. They asked me those sorts of questions, but it was like, do you think you'd ever fall asleep while you're at traffic lights? I was like, no. And they're like, ever while you're driving a car? I was like, I don't think so. And they're like, in a conversation. And I was like...
Did you tell them you often have your eyes shut through meetings?
Yeah, I was like, probably not, but I did mention to them that it has happened. But that's not sleepiness. That's sensory overload. It's a different thing, isn't it? It's like, if they'd have asked my boss, is he likely to fall asleep in meetings? They'd be like, we can't have
all
the lights
time.
On. They have to turn all the lights off and make the room really calm so that I can stay awake through it. It's really weird. It's absolutely mad. But if there's a light on or we're following a busy screen, I just lose the ability to see. It's absolutely ridiculous. Telling that to the doctors when I was trying to do my diagnosis thing, they were like, oh, you know, that sounds like a big red flag that, you know, yeah, absolutely. Why have you not considered this? And I was like, well, it's only been going on for like 8 years, you know. I didn't realize that was a thing. I just thought,
yeah, that's kind of like the conversation I had with my doctor. She's like, well, these results, it really is quite severe. It's quite dramatic. And I'm like, yeah, but I've snored like this since I was a teenager. This has been going on 25, 30 years. Is it any surprise I might not have noticed? This is just normal for me. I'm not falling asleep all day. It's fine.
For anyone like who, because I don't even know whether we've talked about this properly on the podcast, but for the listener's benefit and just to clarify a bit, right? I went to the doctors and said, look, I keep getting tired, and they did a sleep test on me and they were like, yeah, you just stop breathing in the night. Here's a machine. It'll get you, you know, get you back on track. And I said to Kev and Anna, you both have arguments about snoring all the time. Maybe Kev needs to check whether he's all right. So they put the machine on him and it was like 10 times worse than mine. Like just ridiculous. Kev is not breathing more than he's breathing in the
28
night.
Minutes an hour. I'm not breathing. That might be.
Yeah.
I can't even remember now.
So you've gone in and said like, oh, I just suddenly thought I'd have a conversation. They're probably thinking why, but it is purely that we both just happened to have got wind of this and gone and had the conversation, but it does make a difference. I do sleep a lot better and I don't snore at all. Mrs. Sheepdog's sleeping a lot better because I'm not snoring in her ears all the time. So Anna's going to get more sleep, but I think you're looking as well now, aren't you, Anna?
Yeah,
we're truly going into, we're not mature gamers now. We're old
middle-aged
gamers.
Podcast.
Yeah. We'd have to come up with a better name, like Midlife Pab Gamer or something.
Needs to get a flat cap.
How do you know
you're next, Pabby?
You've got a flat cap. Of course, you have. You from the north.
Yeah,
my mistake. Silly old me.
You're the last one with any kind of youth now, Pab, I think. If Anna's been tweeting about how broken she is this week with her x-rays.
I felt old this week. I felt bad.
Good.
This week.
Oh, no.
Then you're still one of us. We don't have to sack you. We did have an awkward conversation before we went on air that we thought we were going to have to let you go because you were too young. But if you're feeling old, this is good.
Did we?
No, we did.
Yeah, we did. We were deciding whether or not to fire you for being too young.
Wait, what?
That 1986 you keep lording over us in your username. It's like,
Yeah, exactly. Goodness me. So other than desk delivery woes, is anything else super exciting happened this week? Or do we have to talk about some of these pesky Vidya games?
I've been off, so it's been one of those bizarre weeks where all my problems sort of solve themselves and... I'm not going to go into it on here. I do it on my vlog all the time. I whinge about it all the time, but all my son's stuff seems pretty nailed up. All my work stuff seems to be quite tidy. I just felt it was yesterday. I sat there and I thought, there's nothing wrong. I haven't got anything to moan about. I'm It's just like, I don't know what to do with myself. So I just sat and played games. I played games until I was so sick and dizzy that I'd played games for so long. I was like, I mean, I only played one game. I realized about an hour ago, I was like, oh God, I've been off all week. I've been playing games. I've done 60 hours of gaming and none of it was a different game. So I'm a bit thin on the ground this week for gaming stuff. But no, it's been a lovely week. I did establish I am ridiculous. I was doing the school runs every day and I can't, I think I'm supposed to get there at 3:30, but I always got there at like 10 past, sorry, or slightly late. And I cannot get there on time, no matter how hard I try. I seem to completely lack the ability to arrive where I'm supposed to be at the right time. Even one day I left with enough time, thought I was going fine and didn't turn off the way to school I was supposed to turn off. And I ended up going a completely different route because I just forgot to turn. I was too busy thinking, right, got to get there on time.
Too busy celebrating about how on time you were.
Yeah, I basically was. I started ringing Mrs. Sheepdog to just tell her how on track I was going, and then I forgot to turn because I was too busy talking to her. And I was like, oh, God.
Well, so, that sounds like that was her fault in those circumstances.
Yeah, it is. I think she's trying to undermine me. She doesn't want me being too successful. I did have quite a result as well because I remembered... Because I've got nothing to whinge about, I was just remembering things. Like, I remembered it was parents' evening, like 5 minutes before it started, and she'd forgotten. And I remembered I was supposed to pick Ben up from school, which I don't normally do on a Thursday, so I just randomly did it. And I was like, yeah, I'm just Mr. All my problems are solved. But then I ended up chipping a tooth today and while eating corn. I was like, I've got no problems, and I've just created loads of problems. So... yeah, I got to have a bit of bobs to sort next week now. It's like the universe went, oh, look at him. He's at a loss. He doesn't know what to do. Let's just chip his tooth. And
the really crazy thing is he was eating sweet corn and he somehow managed to crack his tooth on that.
I don't know how I did it. It was either sweet corn or Mr. Sheepdog was given these Romanian sweets or Moldovan. I can't remember.
Probably the sweets.
Well, no.
Rather than the soft vegetable.
Out. So we had dinner. And I was eating for some reason, I realised I shouldn't have done this last. I don't like leaving this last. I had corn on the cob last on the plate. And I was like, oh, why did I do that? So I ate it. And then she was telling me about this lady who was either from Romania or Moldova who gave her sweets from the opposite. So if she was Moldovan, it was Romanian sweets. I can't remember which way around it was. And I was like, I don't know what any of them are. So I was opening them, looking at them, having a little bit of one. And most of them were disgusting, if I'm honest. But I bit one. Thought it was disgusting. It was very soft and squidgy and weird. Spat it out and then thought, what's wrong with my tooth? And I was like, is there something stuck on it? And I was going to bloody chip the top of it off. But I don't know when it happened because I don't think it happened with the sweet. I was like checking the sweet for the top of my tooth. For the, you know, it's like, what the hell? But typically it happened at like, you know, 6 o'clock on a Friday. So I couldn't ring the dentist and be like, can I come in on Monday, sort it out? I've got to spend the whole weekend now of this stupid gap in my tooth that's been sending me wild. Could I... It's going to sound like the worst idea ever. Would a nail file fix it?
Oh, damn.
No! Teeth have nerves in, you realise.
Not at the tip,
oh, that
though,
makes
surely.
Me cringe. Don't do
If you
that.
File it down to the nerve, though, that might sting a bit.
What if I just got...
No!
I've got like
don't
a,
file
a
your
thing
teeth.
That spins if I just
don't
go
to... file your teeth.
No!
Okay. All right. Remember, I'd sorted out another problem I bought a wood saw to solve a previous problem I had. And my doctor looked at me like I was an absolute maniac when I was telling him. And I was like, look, I asked you for an appointment and you said that you wouldn't cover it on the NHS. So I bought a saw and now I'm back. And he was like, well, if you just told us it was that dramatic, we'd have sorted it. And I was like, well, you didn't tell me if I told you it was that dramatic, you'd have sorted it. You told me you couldn't help me. So I did it myself. And he was just like, people don't normally do that. And I was like, well, I'm not normal. So, yeah. I'll ring the dentist on Monday.
But at least now we won't be having any more kids. So that problem was solved
in
the end.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah. But no, I mean, I am a bit of a DIY surgeon. So
don't do
if
that.
If they can't sort me out quick, you may be talking to me Friday and I'll be going, oh, yeah, I did try to sort it out and it didn't go very well.
I want that to happen now. That sounds
no,
wonderful.
Don't do it.
File your teeth. It'll be fine. What's the worst that can happen?
It's one of the spiky teeth as well. So, like, the all I'm thinking is try and, you know, file it back into
a
pyramid.
Go at it. Get it gone. It's fine.
Exactly.
Nothing bad could possibly happen in this situation.
If I go all the way there and end up spending £500 to have him whip out a file and just file it himself, I'm going to be
fuming. He knows what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing. I'm filing a tooth.
You absolutely don't know what you're doing. How far are you going to file it?
He had to start somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah, dental school.
Sure, there's a YouTube video for you.
He also has the advantage of being able to see the teeth while he's doing it.
If I buy,
you're
like,
going to be in there filing your whole mouth down.
If I go like to Tesco and buy a pack grinder of teeth and lips and just practice on the teeth and lips for a bit.
Please don't do it.
Head down to B&M, get a couple of Fugglers. They're only $3.99 in there. Grab yourself some Fugglers and do some practice.
Once I've got it nailed on a Fuggler, I'll go on to myself. Fuggler to Fuggly, that'd be the stream name. I call it a YouTube series.
Stop it.
Oh my word.
Oh my God.
Anna sent me a picture the other day of an abused Fuggler where someone didn't like their teeth, so they'd removed all the teeth and made them a little waistcoat. As if that's okay. That's not compensation for teeth, making them a waistcoat.
They do look horrific. They make me so uncomfortable.
I love them.
Like, I'm a very, I've thought this before, and I didn't want to say it because I thought to myself, no, because this encourages you. But if it's one of those things where I genuinely thought, if I received one of them as a gift, I don't even think I'd wait for you to leave before it went in the bin. I think I would just punt it over the fence.
I must have 20 of them in my office.
They're horrible looking.
They're beautiful.
They're not. They're so horrible. I don't like them. I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
I'm trying to cover 20 sets of Fuggler ears now while you're talking about this. It's horrible.
Oh, they're just grim. I mean, some of them are cute. I just typed in Fuggler because I remember there was a fox one I'd seen, blue fox. That looks all right. But some of them just, the teeth are too human looking. It's like,
that's the point.
But
that's what makes them adorable.
I don't know. There's like a Doctor Who villain who was just covered in teeth, and I just didn't like. I think I've just got to think about teeth.
Get him filed down, then he'll be fine.
I was assumed by this age I'd have them all replaced with metal ones, to be fair.
Ask the dentist about that.
Yeah, but that's going to be like.
Get yourself a set
grand.
Of horse's teeth.
I was kind of hoping they'd just invent a way to cover my existing teeth with metal and that'd be just job done.
Tinfoil. That's what tinfoil's for.
No, don't put tinfoil.
I just want like a metal mouth guard that I just stick over him and then it stays there and that's just job done.
Right. Tinfoil is the way forward. We'll get this sorted for you.
That'll get that annoying. If you have a bitten foil. It's like,
how do you think that's going to be different from having metal teeth? You don't think you might have the same problem with your set of metal teeth that you've always dreamed of?
I assume they won't use tin, if I'm honest. I'm assuming they'll use a nice type of, I don't know, I can't think of another metal.
Titanium? Just,
maybe I can put porcelain then. Marble.
You want porcelain teeth?
Marble teeth. I just think of a hard material.
Ceramic.
White.
Yeah.
Ceramic's probably the word I wanted when I said put the first one, porcelain. I think I was thinking
I want
ceramic.
My teeth to be made of bone china.
They just shatter every time I bit down on something. They do that now,
like
apparently.
You already have that problem. And
well,
you just file them into shape again, it'll be fine.
It's my pointiest tooth. Thank God I don't have to eat steak anymore. It's my pointiest tooth at all. Like, the point's completely gone. That's what I'm going to say to him. Like, if you can make this pointy again, don't care what it costs.
I'll eat meat again.
If he's going to flatten it out and squeeze some bleep triceratops teeth just all flat. We're lucky
you're
only eat
the worst
eat leaves,
vampire
but...
in the world.
So I've got hiccups now.
I couldn't even... If you put a gun to my head now and forced me to tell you which one is my pointiest tooth, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't know where to point.
You don't know
show
yourself,
your
do you?
Tooth.
You don't know your,
I
own,
don't know
your own head.
Goodness me. Right, video games. Apparently that's what we talk about. I have pretty much finished Pokemon. Is it Arceus or Arceus? I've heard it pronounced
Arceus.
Both ways.
Really?
Okay. I've have pretty you? Much finished that. Apart from the very, very end, the end of the end of the end is absurd. It's the Fire Emblem problem all over again. The game has let me get all the way through with nary a problem in the world, only to punch me in the groin right at the very end and say, no, you're going to go and grind for 20 more hours, you son of a mongoose. And I'm not having it. I'm just... no, not a chance.
Are you on the Giratina?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me 3 attempts, and I don't mean that in a braggy way. I mean that in a, that was ridiculous. And it just, so we can talk here. I've been thinking about how to talk without spoilers here, right? And story-wise, you get to like a point where, because all the legends from that gen are in it, right? And there's a Giratina bit in it, but... It's like every time you do a normal battle, it ends and that's the end of the battle. But this one's just constant. It just keeps keeps going on, and it's hard. So yeah, Kev's bang on. I found I just had to have a lot of revives and a lot of potions and just the right types that wouldn't get killed, essentially. I know it sounds really silly, but like I was very lucky. I had a crowbat that could take two hits. So while it took hit number one, I'd be healing. Heal, you know. But once you've done that, at that point, you're kind of told to go and finish everything else. You know, get everything else sorted, kind of thing. You know, at the very start of the game, you're told to go and catch all the Pokemon, and then you will meet the thing talking to you at the beginning of the game. And I mentioned before the podcast came, I was really annoyed because basically, I've spent the week doing that, and I have everything that's available to be caught. I've caught. There was a very long-winded task of finding 107 Will-O-The-Wisps out in the wild, and I spent a stupid amount of time yesterday doing it. That's what made me sick, looking for them. And then I got the last like 10 today, two of which I'd visited so many times trying to find them and kept missing. But then on stream today, there was a handful of legends that you had missions to go and catch. You know, it was like, go and investigate this and you go and do it. And they were rock hard. It was like, some of the enemies in the game don't let you just walk up to them and start fighting them. You have to like break through a force field first and then get them to stay still so you can start initiating a battle with them. And you had bloody four of them in a row, which were just impossible. And the mechanism wasn't working. You're supposed to, on paper, it says break the shield, then throw your Pokemon and the battle will start. I was breaking the shield, throwing my Pokemon. It was bouncing off it, coming back to me. They were running away and I had to start again. And meanwhile, they're also attacking. So I was getting stressed by that. Anyone who watches my stream back from tonight, I'm effing and jeffing. I caught one of them and I went, have that, you really loudly. And then thought, oh, didn't mean to say that, everyone. So, I mean, I shouldn't have said it on the podcast probably, but it came out.
I bleeped it perfectly. It was seamless.
But I was just like absolutely furious. So finally did all that and thought, right, I'm ready now. I've fulfilled the task that you were set at the very beginning. And throughout this, so you know, you come into my stream the other day, Kevin, you said when I get, there's certain battles you have to do where you've got to throw these bags of incense at a Pokemon to make it calm down, and you've got to whittle it down a quarter, a half, three quarters, and then all of it, and then you get to fight it. And that's what you have to do at the first bit of this end scenario. But the cheesing it route that you suggested, there isn't a way to do that. You can't cheese
it.
And I mean, you might find a way because you're actually the cheesing expert.
You're
great at finding a way. But I have failed it at least 20 times on stream, to the point where when I come off stream and everyone's like, oh, how you doing? Anna's like, how you doing, Sheepdog? And I'm like, I am raging at the moment. My chest has been beating so hard because I was just really wired from I was enjoying myself, but then it got to the point where I was like, this isn't fun anymore because I just keep dying. I sent a tweet at Pokemon going like, what on earth? Like, how's my 9-year-old supposed to do this? How could you ramp it that much? Like, this has been a perfect game for me until this point. I genuinely thought, I don't mind the previous legends being a bit hard to get because they're meant to be stretch goals. You still got to get them to get the game done. But a little bit of me was thinking, they're making it hard because I've got a choice here. I can either get them or I could probably just trade them in. And if I trade them in, I've completed the decks. It's not the end of the world, you know, whatever. But there's an option. But there's no option on this last bit. I've just got to get good. And I can't, I've done it 20 bloody times. I didn't even get close to one quarter of its health off. Because normally if you get a quarter off, it says you can continue where you left off, and then you get it down to a half, and then you continue where you left off and get it down to three quarters. But I can't even get the first quarter off of it. It is impossible. And I looked up online and loads of people were saying, yeah, it's really hard. You just got to be good at dodging and this, that, and the other. And part of me thinks maybe if I sat there now, because on stream I was trying to do it, I had like 20 minutes to the podcast, I was trying to sort of rush it a bit. Maybe if I sat there and just try to really, really get used to dodging properly and just dodge, 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 you know, dodge 20 times, throw one thing, maybe dodge 20 more times, throw one thing. Maybe I'd get in the habit of being good enough to start speeding up how quickly I throw things. But playing it the way I've played it the entire game, the normal way I've done it, that you know what I mean? It's not a learning curve. It's gone up and then it's become like ridiculous. It's exactly like Kev's Fire Emblem. It's impossible. There's no curve here. There was no build up to this. This is just rock hard. And I feel really gutted because it would have been perfect. But for this, I feel like this has at least knocked 10% of my enjoyment because I'm like, right, I can't believe you've done that to me. You know, maybe on Sunday I'll sit and I'll do it and I'll be laughing. I'm sat there going, well, do I even want to stream that bit now? I mean, A, most people probably don't want to watch the end of a game anyway. But B, do I really want to sit on stream for 3 hours absolutely losing my mind at how ridiculous this boss is? Knowing me, I'll fluke it in the first 20 minutes and then I'll be like, all right, I've got to figure something else out to do. But I'm thinking maybe I just need to sit quietly in a room and try and figure it out. But it's stupidly hard. I mean, you can finish your bit and do other bits and pieces and just ignore that and you'd be fine. You'd enjoy yourself. But if you actually want to complete it, it's a bridge too far for me at the moment. I don't think I have the ability to do it. And then I'm like, for the first time I clicked give up because there's an option to give up. And I thought maybe it would just let me continue, but it didn't. It just put me back outside and said, come back when you're ready kind of thing. And I was like, ugh, great. But I mean, beyond that, I have enjoyed myself. It has been fantastic. It is the best Pokemon game ever, I would say, hands down. I had a quick look on Reddit because I've not read Reddit to see their opinions. And they're all just whinging about how the graphics are terrible on it. And I'm like, you guys suck. You're the thickest bunch of idiots in the world. Like, graphics do not matter, especially on a game like this. This game is awesome. It's the best Pokemon game they've ever done. And it's the best looking Pokemon game they've ever done. I know it's not Monster Hunter level, like in terms of graphics. But Monster Hunter isn't as good as Pokemon, in my opinion. You know, I know there'll be Monster Hunter fans going, Sheepdog's lost his mind. But Monster Hunter's nowhere near as fun as Pokemon, in my opinion. And the money says the same. You know, they make much more money. So, yeah.
You're all about the money.
Exactly.
You're such a mercenary.
I am. But no, I can't see you. I reckon you'll have a stab at it if you get through the other. I can't see you finding the wisps, to be fair.
I'm not going to go and hunt. I've only ever done that in a game once for the original Crackdown on the Xbox. I've got probably 30 or 40 of them just through stumbling across them. I'm not going to go out and look for them.
It's 107. I mean, I used a map in the end, but the map.
Yeah, I ain't doing any of that nonsense.
What you can do, though, I mean, if you found someone who just had the, if you got all the other ones just by playing it and then you needed the Legends and that one, you can just trade them in. It would take seconds for someone to send you them. I mean, I could, but I'd want them back. And that seems really, you know what I mean? I want them from my home, so I'm not going to do it. But if someone could send you them, you could just then go and try this ridiculous boss. But I don't see you getting to it at this point because it becomes, I mean, finish the story, get the credits. Because you're like literally before
I've had the credits ages ago.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
I thought the credits were after. Oh, no, the credits were after that other battle, aren't they?
The credits are before they ever say the word Arceus, which I thought was a little bit alarming. The first time you hear that word is after the credits.
That is mad, isn't it? I mean, I get why they probably made it so hard as well, because I don't think you have ever been able to get Arceus outside of events. It has been quite a well-kept Pokemon. Like the events for it were quite rare and difficult to obtain and that kind of thing. The only reason I have one is because I did a Wonder Trade on Pokemon Ultra Moon and I received a shiny one that I'm absolutely certain is hacked. You know what I mean? It was like a level 100 shiny Arceus. And I was like, right, well, I'll put that on home just to register it in the decks and I won't be getting it out at any official, you know, not that I'm ever going to take part in an official tournament, but I'm not going to be whipping it out in an official tournament going, yeah, I'm just going to register this, you know, level 100 shiny Arceus. So it's not exactly obtainable normally that freely. So I imagine they've made this ridiculously hard so that you have to earn it, which I admire in one way, but it's just at least make the game get that hard. I don't want to repeat what I've just said, but I get why they might be gating it a bit. I'm going to have to explain that to my 9-year-old now that, yeah, you're not going to get one because I ain't going to do it twice. If I manage to do it once, I ain't going to do it bloody twice. He's just going to have to get good. He might be fine with it, but he's just going to have to get good, effectively. But yeah, how have you two found it otherwise? Have you played much more of it?
Not really. I'm winding down on it now because it's I feel like it's done and it shouldn't be making me do loads more. Now, I've seen the credits, for goodness sake. I've done the easy stuff after the credits, and now it's just boss battle time, and I hate boss battles. So I might even be complete. I might never play it again. I might be done with it. Who knows?
What about you, Pab? Are you done with it?
I might be. Might be. I've got the reindeer fella.
That's really early on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got that on the first night, Pab. Come on.
Yeah, no. I don't know what it is. I think it is something that I have nostalgia for Pokemon. For playing the old Red and Blue. And I feel like I've been chasing that nostalgia for every single Pokemon since, because I've not finished a Pokemon game since then once, so I don't know what it is, but I fall for it every time I go, this one might be better, and it is better, but I fall off them so easy. I fall off them so easily and get distracted by other things, so I probably will play more, but the odds of me getting to where you guys are pretty much zero. I don't think
I have a feeling they're going to patch it, because they did a patch the other day in my stream. Lewis and a couple of people were saying to me they'd spent entire days looking for this little cherry Pokemon. Yeah, all you're supposed to do is like attack a tree and it'll fall out of a tree, but it wasn't really popping out. And then when it did, it just wouldn't catch. And I tried once, couldn't catch it, and was like, this is ridiculous. And then Lewis messaged me going, guess what, they've just patched. And I was like, all right. He showed me. It was like, yeah, they've just made it much, much more easier to catch. And so I thought, part of my reason for tweeting them earlier, Kev, was I wanted to make sure there was at least, if no one said it, I would have said it. I want them to see people are unhappy with how hard it is, and hopefully they'll release a little patch going, yeah, we've made the end battle a little less difficult for all you crybabies. But I don't think they will. But no, I'm hoping they announce some DLC and stuff, because they could just add in new tasks, can't they? I'm happy with it. I'll keep playing it as long as they keep adding to it. But I do understand where you're coming from, Pav. I think I wouldn't be surprised if a sizable percentage of their annual sales probably comes from people in exactly the same boat, who kind of play it a bit and go, it's all right. But no, I'm hoping they build on this now. I'm hoping this feels like they've said, right, we realise most of you are adults, not children. But then they need to realise that most of us aren't made of hardcore gamers.
Splendid. Well, let's have an advert and we can move on to talking about non-Pokemon stuff. Won't that be nice? Pab, advert me. You better have put one in this week, because I've heard on the grapevine that you have been making me look a damn fool by not putting adverts in.
I'm going to be
honest. They're not adverts, Pab.
I know. Well, what do you want me to do? I'm considering just having you just start creating ads, sheepdog. You start recording ads and then I'll just put them in, so it'll be an advert regardless, whether it'll be what an actual advert or a fake one from sheepdog.
They're not being funny, mate, but if the amount of emails we get where people go, we'd like to advertise through your podcast, we like you guys, and then they offer me sixpence, if they could start paying the rate, we could start doing adverts again, that little gap, rather than waiting for Spreaker to chuck them out. So yeah, if anyone's looking for ads, give us a shout.
Yeah. The only game I've played this week that's not Pokemon is Football Manager. So
what?
I'm probably... What do you mean, what?
Football Manager, what really? You?
I've played some Football Manager, yeah. I do a little bit. I dabble.
Oh.
Is that all right?
You still stick him in his diamond, then?
Absolutely stick him in the diamond. The diamond's the way forward. Don't tell everybody. I don't want people to know about the diamond. But the narrow is the future in FM22. It's all about the narrow. That's why they call me Narrow Kev.
One of the reasons.
Yeah, I'm always called Narrow Kev. I'm notoriously narrow.
Notoriously Narrow Kev is probably the full name, in fact.
That would be a great name. So what have you rascals been playing? Anna, you seem to have been playing a game a week.
I have not played anything this week. That's a lie.
You're a liar. You've been playing that game all week.
I have played it all week. All week. I don't think...
So tell us what it is. I can't remember what it's called.
Really?
Yeah.
Sign
Why
like...
would I know what you've played?
Because I talk about it all the time to you unless you're not listening. Are you telling me you don't listen to anything I say anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Nobody does.
I've talked about this
Sorry,
game
I wasn't listening.
To
what
you.
Saying? Yeah, but you don't introduce it every time.
Wow.
You don't tell
wow.
me what it is.
You need to start starting your sentences wow. with Kevin. We're about to talk about Dying Light 2.
I would actually wow. really appreciate that. That would be helpful.
I mean, that's a hot tip for women everywhere, isn't it? Introduce what you're saying before you start talking
yeah.
about it.
I'll tune in mid-flow. It takes me a minute or so to tune into what's happening, by which point
so
you're already full flow and I don't know what you're talking
about. You
come
in and you're telling me about your stupid table. You keep yep. coming and saying the same thing and I'm supposed to listen to
what
that.
What am I saying?
It's called reinforcing the point, though, Anna. That's, you remember the threads then. That's good storytelling.
Oh,
Mrs. Sheepdog rang me the other day
Belgium.
And was like, Mrs. Sheepdog goes, I don't know what to do for dinner. I've got to get Ben and then dinner. And I was like, well, I don't see the problem. Like, get Ben, come home, we'll have dinner and then I'll stream. And she just kept repeating that. And then she went, did I not mention he's got swimming in the middle of that? And I'm like, no, that's a problem. How are you going to cook dinner, go for swimming and get him in the same hour and a half? And she was like, exactly. And I'm like, we've been talking for at least 6 minutes. And you haven't mentioned swimming at all. And I don't know what day it is because I never know what day it is. You know, when she was like, sorry, I just assumed I'd said that bit. And I'm like, it's impossible to communicate with your species. But yeah, introduce the game
wow.
with the words Dying Light 2.
Yes.
And Kev will be able to know.
That's what I've been playing all week. So...
maybe you could carry a whiteboard around where you write down what we're
do
talking
what
about.
I,
why
do you
talking
know what
to
I
me?
Have started to think about
up.
Is getting... I've got a bunch of them post-its. I think I'm going to walk around the house and just put notes everywhere because you seem oblivious to anything in this house.
There is not a chance I'm noticing those post-its. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
what you could
pink.
Start doing, Anna, after the conversation, be like, dear Kevin, thank you for your time today. Just to recap, here is a summary of our conversation and then bullet points. I played Dying Light 2. You forgot to take the rubbish out. You need to go to bed earlier. Stop snoring. Have some bananas. You know, just whatever, the cliff notes. And then he'll go, oh, that was really useful. Thank you for your time, Anna. I appreciate it. Kind regards. Kevin Chapman.
Oh, I do sign cards, Kevin Chapman. All our Christmas presents said from Kevin Chapman on them. I like to be clear. I don't want some other Kevin wandering in and taking the credit.
It has happened. But yeah.
Kevin's a scum usually. You don't trust him.
I don't.
So, Dying Light 2.
How is it?
It's all right. It's
never heard of it.
The first one that came out, Kevin. You bought it, and I'm having the first go on it. So don't tell me you've never heard of Dying Light because you played it before I could. And you made me watch because you're annoying.
I remember this at all.
I remember.
I've genuinely never heard of it.
You have.
Is it about a torch that's running out of light?
No, it is not. It's okay. Like basically a virus that's gone around, and then everyone had the vaccine, and everyone started turning. So it's like quite on trend for what's up. Well, not people.
2 years ago.
People are turning, but you know. So I've been playing it. So in the first game, I didn't want to play the nighttime because the nighttime was like just fear inducing. It was horrible because these things would just come at you and they would not leave you alone until you got to an area that was safe. This time, they have these things called howlers, and you can see, like, because at night time...
Is that like a joke reel?
No. At night time, you can see them because they glow. And if they see you, they howl, and then they bring, like, all the zombies, and then the chase happens, which is fine. Again, you just run away, get to a safe place, they're fine. But also what I found now, that night times, sometimes, even though they're night missions, they're inside like buildings, and if they're inside, them howlers are not there, and that makes it so much easier when they're not like that. If you have to get to a place and go past them, as long as you duck inside quickly enough, nothing will chase you. Well, that's what I found anyway. For me, if they see you and you duck inside and they've howled, if it's one of the like shops on the street, then the place that you're in will fill with zombies because it's right next to the street. But if you're in a big building, doesn't count. It doesn't happen. So when you're inside doing a night mission, you get extra points, like extra XP. Dave, what have you just done? Mm-hmm. Dog just fell over. right. Weird dog. So yeah, so I don't mind night missions now because you don't have them things at you because they're so scary. Like, it was horrible. Night time is 7 p.m. till 8. So even though what? The nighttime cycle.
AM. Yeah, AM, so you imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the rest of it called? Like
7 p.m. to 8 a.m. But that goes, I think it's like every second is a minute or every 1.5 seconds is a minute.
I wouldn't be able to tell you if that was accurate to real life.
But it goes pretty fast. But yeah, I've had a stage 4 chase, and that's not fun. Like, I can't handle that kind of pressure. So I've been in the first area. I've now gone to the second area, but I haven't done everything in the first area, if you know what I mean. So I think mm-hmm, the story's mm-hmm. going to go back and forth, because there's, like, in the first area you've got windmills that you need to get up, like, working. So you've got, yes, like, different safe spots, but some of them you cannot do at the start of the game. You need like a stamina power, and one of them's like 300, I'm like 200. So you look at it, you think that's easy enough to get up. It's not. You can't get up there. You don't have enough stamina, because as you go around the map, you find these inhibitors, because you've been infected with the virus, and the inhibitors help you and make you stronger so you can fight it off more. But you also need to have like this special spray so you don't mutate. There's a whole lot of like underneath mechanics. So in the first area you got windmills, you can't do all of them. So you go to the second area, which has power plants, like substations, so you have to do them. They've been a bit more fun because it's more about puzzling instead of just like jumping up a windmill. So you've got like these little substations, and A has to go to A and one has to go to one, and you have to bring the substation up. One of them took me at least hold on. Sorry, dog being annoying because he knows I'm not like keeping an eye on him. He does things that's not supposed to. So one of the substations took me 45 minutes. So I was like, where is it? Like, I can see your substation there that needs a wire taking from here to another one, but could I find it? No. Do you know where it was? It was underneath. Oh, I got so annoyed. So I'm in the second section, because you have to get to like the central. Now, I don't know if there's another section that's beyond that, because like you have a map. One area is like, say, I don't know, northwest. The other one is southeast, and then there's like areas around it that doesn't really have anything in. So I'm like, do these open up as and when? I don't know, like DLC and stuff. So I'm like, I can't wait for that to come out. But I do have a power glider now. That thing is annoying. I cannot abide. I hate it. I hate so much, because you like, wait, you jump what's off. The hate? So have you got it yet?
No.
So you jump off a building, which is fine. I know how to do that. But then you have to glide further, you have to pull back on the stick. And that makes no sense to me. If I want to go forward, pulling back messes with my head. So the amount of times I've jumped, opened it, pressed forward and just fell, just like headed to the ground.
That's how traditionally flight controls work. If you push the analytic down, you will nose it down. If you pull it back, you will point the nose of the glider up.
Right.
So you probably can invert the flight controls.
Yeah, it just it doesn't gel in my mind that pulling back makes you go further. It muddles my head. But it has got me out of some pickles. So, like, you find, as you turn on the substations, vents start to appear. And obviously, like, they're pushing out air. So you go on them. So say you're being chased at night time, run over to the vent, open it, and it just whoosh, straight up into the air, and you're mostly clear from any chasers. So that's fun, except for the remember to pull in back, because that annoys me. But I'm finding it more fun than the first one. The first one was fine. It had its limitations. I think it was a good base to start off, but now they've fleshed it out more, so you're not constantly at night time frightened to death because you know as soon as it gets dark them things are going to chase you. This time the howlers are there, but they're not moving, they're just stood in the street, and they are what I found it, they are at street level, they don't come up into the buildings, they're not on top. You get zombies up there because people are turning, but you don't get the howlers up there. There is bolters, they are worth, like, you get really good tokens from them, but as their name suggests, they're bolters. They bolt if they see you. Tip for them, throw a knife at them, and that should stun them, and then go up and whack them, and then they're dead. The second area is a lot higher, if you know what I mean. Like, the first area is quite, I wouldn't say flat, but it's more, you can do it all on foot, whereas the second area is more high up, so that's why you need to use your gliding thing. I do not like, so it's, they've started, like, so obviously this missions is your main mission, your side missions, but there's also challenges. I have not done one challenge. I hate challenges. I cannot stand challenges in games. I hate them because there's a timer. And another thing I don't like about the game is some missions have timers. Kevin had to walk into the room the other day because I was screaming at the TV with obscenities.
Terrifying words.
I hate missions with timers, especially. So you're looking at what you've got to do and you're like, okay, I know where I need to get to, but it doesn't show you how to do it. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out how to get up this thing. And when you get to it, you know what I mean? You'll be like, oh. And there's like these things in it that will stop you doing, that you have to stop dead in your tracks and wait for a couple of seconds. And even though it's a couple of seconds, them seconds count because they give you this allotted time because they know it can be done at that time. But if you hit something wrong, you just stood there, you're like, come on, come on, come on, come on. I hate it. I hate that. And the fact that you get to a point and you're like, you sat there going, okay, well, do I need to wait for this? And then you turn around, oh no, there's some steps there. Get up there, go up there. And then you're just like, oh, I hated it. I must have done it about 20 times. Oh, I just want to turn it off. I hate things with timers. I cannot stand. But it's been fun. I've played it every day but Sunday last week. And I'll play it some more. I'll have a go. Like, the story, I'm on easy because I don't want to play games on hard. I have no interest in that. So easy is a challenge, but I can get through it. I'm just going with the beats. It twists and turns. And obviously, you can replay this because this time I'm going this way with this, like, faction. But I can play it again next time and go with the other faction because each one has their different power-ups. So I'm sticking with yellow at the moment, but if I go and play it again, I'll probably stick with blue and see how it changes, because things that have happened in the yellow side can't happen in the blue side because the blue side made the yellow side happen. So yeah, there's lots in there. They've just updated it today, I believe, because there was an issue on the PlayStation 5 where it just flip black screen every couple of minutes. It didn't damage my enjoyment, but I'd look and go, did that just flick? Like, it's noticeable to a point, but I think they fixed that today.
That's good.
I've not played it today because I've been out, but hopefully tomorrow I can game it and I'll be able to see it in more glory because I got new glasses today that were 5 years out of date. So
Your new ones aren't 5 years out of date. Your old ones were.
My old glasses are 5 years out of date. So I've got new ones today. So tomorrow I'm going to play and go, the visuals are amazing. Instead of just sitting there going, I'm like squinting and trying to play it, or right in front of the TV going, yep, just about. Oh, I hate wearing glasses, but I don't want lasers in my eyeballs. So no, thank you. Yeah, that's all I've played, because it's new game, and then new game next week. Again, excited. Horizon Zero, no, not Zero Dawn, Forbidden West.
Mm.
So yeah, next week.
After that and Elden Ring, is there anything else particularly big coming out?
Borderlands, the new Borderlands coming out.
You've got Tiny Tina, haven't you, at some point?
Of course, yes, that's March. There's something else in March as well.
Gran Turismo's out in March, I think.
No.
I don't know what that noise was then.
Boring.
I'm slightly worried. I'm looking at that thinking the rest of this year looks like a write-off. I might have to hibernate until 2023.
Shut up.
Not out. Do you not play?
There's nothing for me. That's my problem. That's what I'm saying.
Cheap dog.
What have I got, Pab?
It's not what's on the list. It's what just stealth comes out and just you don't know about.
That's the story of my life, mate. Yeah. You're bang on. I've just Googled upcoming games and there's a good 20 games there that I'm like, meh, no. But you're right. It'll just be. It's amazing what happens, isn't it? Last year, we had all those Four Guys and Among Us and all of that, didn't we? Sort of popping up those sorts of games, just random, you know, unforeseen. What did you say, Anna? Sorry?
You've got Nintendo Switch Sports coming out.
Yeah, the Direct came out, didn't it, in the week? Released loads of stuff.
I thought a lot of that was in the future, like far away, though. I didn't think that was coming out year.
What about Pokemon DX Tournament? Is that not for you?
I don't even know what that is. DX tournament.
Pokemon
is that just like
Tournament
Pokken?
DX on the Switch.
Let me Google that while I'm trying to feel, because you're not feeling.
See?
I have no idea what this is. Is this Pokken again?
I don't know. It just says Pokemon. I have no idea.
Pokken Tournament DX came out in 2017, and I've got the release of that, but I don't know what this other one you're talking about is. Maybe there is a new update to that coming out. They have announced DLC to a load of old games like Mario Kart 8, haven't they, and stuff like that. So
that's just the DLC.
It's a massive DLC for Mario Kart. It's a 2-year project bringing out 48 tracks.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's insane.
And if you've got the expansion pack of Nintendo Online, you get it all for free as well. Or included in your expansion pack, which I have.
What do you mean the expansion pack Nintendo Online?
Nintendo Online membership, rather than the £20 a year one, I do the £50 a year one, which gives you the Animal Crossing DLC and whatnot.
Ah.
But all the Mario Kart tracks are included within the expansion pack.
I didn't know that was a thing, so I'm going to look at that, see what else it offers.
The N64 games on the Mega Drive.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I'd heard the N64 was very clunky, though.
It is.
They'll
fix it in 2026.
Because there was DLC for Animal Crossing and something else that caught my eye. I can't remember what it was. But now this is included in it as well. It's a no-brainer. You get 48 Mario Kart tracks that you didn't have before that are being released gradually over the next 2 years.
That's really cool. I mean, it's weird that they haven't just gone, here's Mario Kart 9 with 60, 70 tracks in it all at once.
Someone said this on Twitter. They said, like, this shows that they are not anywhere near ready for a new you know, the successor to the Switch, and they are holding off on releasing 9. Because
it feels like the big push towards getting people onto the £50 a year contract rather than the £20 a year one.
It won't work though.
I reckon it will.
I didn't.
48 new Mario Kart tracks.
I'd rather pay the money for the Mario Kart tracks, because as soon as you unsubscribe from that, you lose them all.
Depends how much they are. They're releasing them in batches of 8.
22 quid for the lot. And you have them permanently rather than just having access to this stuff. And in the meantime, we are getting, it'll run up to what, 2023, December 2023, these packs, right? So you effectively got to stay subscribed for the next 2 years.
Well,
right?
I
And what are you going to do with that until that? Like, you're going to play them really crappy Nintendo 64 games that you're never
I've
really
had
going
it
to.
For 4 months already, or whenever it came out.
Exactly. So you're already behind.
I got it when it first came out. And yeah, well, it's just. I always do the maximum level subscriptions on stuff.
Well, you're a buffoon.
I like video
you?
Games, Pab.
How many
of them like video
wait
games?
A minute. Wait, right. We do a video game podcast. Let's go through the show notes here. How many of those N64 and Mega Drive games have you not talked about?
Not even downloaded the apps.
You're a moron.
I got the Animal Crossing DLC, which of course I also haven't used.
Why?
Wow.
Oh, my God. So you just pay an extra 30 quid just to Mr. Nintendo just for the convenience of having knowing that it's there, but you'll
I'm
never use it.
I'm just having a look to see what... There was something in it that made me thought, actually, that's not a bad idea.
While he's grasping at straws, Pab, as the face of the podcast and obviously our loudest voice, can you get on a Nintendo and get them to add the original SimCity to the Switch? Because it's all I bloody ask, Pab. I don't ask for much. I just
on the,
if
on
they
the
announced
NES.
That they...
Or the Super Nintendo.
It was on the SNES, and it's not in their... It's not in their collection, and I mean, if they said tomorrow they're putting that on there, I think.
Well, I imagine that's probably something
work.
You got to speak to EA about as well. I don't know if it's just that's a licensing thing. I don't know if it is.
There's literally nothing else as part of this.
No, no,
I don't
there
know
isn't.
Why I bought it, but I did.
You're an idiot.
Wow.
If I can get original SimCity on the Switch, yeah, I'll just stop leaving the house altogether.
I know I talked about it a bit before, but you could
just
play
sit upstairs and
the
play
original
it.
SimCity on an emulator on the PC.
It's not the same though, Pabby.
Why?
It's off a Steam Deck.
Yeah. They've started going out this week, haven't they?
I don't
week.
Think you could play original SimCity on Steam, can you?
If you can play it on PC, you can play it on a Steam
yeah,
Deck.
Yeah, because it's just a PC sheepdog.
I see, okay. I just want to play it legitimately. I kind of want to just give them £10 and say thank you very
what
much
you
for you know,
I,
this classic
I if
game.
It's on like
that...
a DS, like, you know, on a 3DS in the eShop, maybe. Could be.
Is it weird to say that game was a massive part of my childhood?
No.
It's such a random
yes.
game.
No, it was a big game back in the day. Huge.
It was huge. I remember my cousin lending me it when I was about 7, and I still own it. I still have the cartridge. He lent it to me. I'll get it. I'll come back in a couple of weeks, get it off you, and I never gave it back. Absolutely awful. Good job he's not counting any interest on that.
You are scum.
I am scum. You've still
got the cartridge now?
Somewhere, yeah, but
so
I haven't
got
SNES.
You could get a SNES.
I'm pretty sure we threw out our SNES because it didn't work.
Apparently old cartridges don't work anymore anyway, someone told me. I've got my original Pokemon cartridge, and I threatened to buy a Game Boy, and someone said, yeah, don't bother, it won't work anymore.
It will.
No,
it will. The battery will die in it, so you save won't do
it
anything.
It won't save. I bought Pokemon Gold off of eBay and then was all excited, and then the damn thing didn't save. I felt like a right mug.
You could, in theory, replace the batteries, I think.
Yeah, you just open them.
I don't really want to play through it again. I just want to see my team from 25 years ago.
Yeah, they're long gone. They're all dead, mate.
Oh, no. I still have that cartridge on my desk now.
You're better
my
off
Pokemon
just like...
Pokemon Blue cartridge.
Having it
immortalized. It's probably my longest possession at this point. Apart from my Count Duckula mug, my second oldest possession is my Pokemon cartridge that still sits on my desk.
I just assumed I would eventually have the SimCity cartridge immortalized in some way on some sort of display. That was my plan. Just have it there. It's like, yeah, it's just you know a game I really liked. But maybe you could do that. Maybe just turn it into some plastic.
Can't believe my Pokemon are dead. And you're just moving on.
Well, I mean, they're not dead if you don't start it up.
Ah, Schrodinger's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
excellent.
Just stick them in plastic and turn them into a coaster or something.
Might have to. I want one of those. Have you seen those framed, broken down pieces of old tech?
Like
you can get, I really want a Game Boy, one of those, but with the cartridge in it, I know. But if I send them, if I buy an old Game Boy and an old cartridge and send it to someone to make me one of those and have it framed on the wall, that would be cool.
Why don't you send your cartridge to one of those people who turn remains into diamonds and just be like, look, my Pokemon are in here. I can't bear to part of them. Just crush them down into a diamond. You can wear them around your neck like a little necklace.
Because it's in Anna's will that I'm going to do that with her. And I won't know which one's her and which one's the Pokemon.
Will
and
it
that'll
matter,
make
though?
For some awkward... Just it'd probably matter to her.
Smush
if
Anna
the
in
afterlife
the
is a thing, she's like, he's wearing the bloody Pokemon one again and left me in his jewellery box.
They could be. You could have like an infinity gauntlet as the Pokemon, Anna, Dave, and just rest
Dave
of your family
won't
members.
Die. I've already been assured by Anna that dogs don't die.
I didn't say that.
I remember you saying something like that.
I didn't say that at all.
Well,
he will be gone. I think the Infinity Gauntlet's probably a safe investment, mate. You could put Anna right in the middle. She could be like the one that powers it all, and I don't know, Dave can control animals or something. I don't know. Just you'll figure it out. Make stones out of them. You'll be reet. I mean,
Dave can control my nose picking finger.
I mean, I should be telling Anna this. There's no way you're outliving her.
I'm peak physical condition. I own a treadmill now.
Yeah,
how many times
have
you used that?
It's not even out of the box yet. Can't set it up until I've got my new desk. I've got nowhere to tread my mill. It's for me to walk on while I'm editing.
How much milling are you going to do while you're treading on it? You're a lot of treading and not much milling going on there.
Well, I assume I'm going to set it up and then start using it, and it's just going to go crack because I'm like 4 stone over the maximum weight.
Wow.
For it. So I'm gonna give it my best shot, and if I break it, then I'm just destined not to be fit.
I mean, you're the man who 2 weeks ago was telling me you don't pay attention to those weight limits on things that
I literally bought the treadmill. Yes, I don't pay any attention to it, but I expect it'll probably break.
I told you before, I only started paying attention when Mrs. Sheepdog bought a family bench to go in our garden, and it literally said in a box in big letters that I was about five. I mean, the weight limit on this was really low in my defense, but I was like 5 stone over the limit, and I was like, no.
Weight limit wasn't that low then, was it?
No, adult. I think it was like 15 stone, and I weigh less than 20 now, but at the time, I think the weight limit on it was 50. I was like, why did you buy this? I wouldn't even be able to sit on this when I was like 12. Like, what on earth is this bench? But since then, I've always read stuff. And the amount of things I'm like, I can't go on this, I'm too heavy. And it's like, my God, if I hadn't been reading it, who knows what I'd have been falling through. But you just bouncing around at bounce, breaking all the laws there. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you're too risky. You're too, you love danger.
Oh, it's my middle name.
The bounce, though, is... We're basically one of 10 people there.
Yeah, that's my theory with bounce. If they're I think the weight limit, I mean, not to go too far off on a bounce tangent on our gaming podcast, but I think the theory there is they don't want fatties having a heart attack. You're not telling me those trampolines are going to give way if one 20 stone person goes on them, as opposed to 6 4-stone people on the same trampoline.
It says one person per trampoline, to be fair.
But no one follows that either.
They did when I was there.
They just don't want fatties in there.
Yeah. It probably is to stop all the weight loss groups turning up and sweating everywhere, isn't it? Gross.
No fatties in my trampoline park. Yeah, exactly. And then I'd go in anyway, just to show them.
You'd be like, I'm not fat.
Yeah, exactly. I use a treadmill that has a reasonable maximum weight on it. So there. Boys and girls, are we done?
Has Pam played anything?
I have, actually.
For goodness
sake,
Pam, we've done an hour. Can you get a wriggle on? We're filling for time here.
Benches and bone sizes and what
have
you.
Them two. I just
bounce houses.
All right, Captain Northern, bounce houses.
Bounce houses.
Old flat cap Pab of his bounce house.
Oh my God. Off to bounce house. So what have you played then?
So, in similar fashion, I have decided I'm going to start playing Beat Saber every day just for a little bit of fitness, maybe. I hear it works in certain
You're
aspects.
Call it beating off.
That's what I'd call it if I was playing it every day. It's you know full well it's absolutely what I'd be calling it.
Can you stream it? Call it Pab's Beat Off.
No.
Come watch me beat off everyone.
If me and Pab competed with each other, that would be a beat off.
What? If I got a notification, come to me to beat off on Twitch, I'd be like, right, I've got to click this. I mean, bloody hell, the man's getting cancer and I've got to be there. I'd be like straight on it. You need to work on your marketing, Pab.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's just what I want. That's the kind of marketing I want. Yeah, that's what I want. That's the
it's controversy.
That's the audience I want. Bunch of pervs and weirdos watching me.
So it's the only people who listen to this podcast.
Yeah, it's pervs and weirdos. Follow anything on the internet, mate.
How are you doing, you pervs and weirdos? They know. They know they're pervs and weirdos. Let us know on Twitter. Tweet at RB6K. Let us know if you're a perv or a weirdo.
Or both. And tweet at Pab1986 and let him know if you'd have watched, if you just saw that notification saying, come watch me beat off, whether you'd have clicked it in a heartbeat, because I reckon Pab's going to be inundated with messages saying, I would have. I absolutely would have.
The sentence you have to tweet is, Pab, I would watch you beat off.
Any day.
If that comes up, I'm reporting you.
So, anyway, how many days have you been beating off then, Pab? How's it going?
Right, you need to stop now.
He's probably not going to.
I started last weekend and I've been doing it for about an hour every night when I get in from work.
Shush. Give me raw. Keep going. Sorry.
You need to settle down, you.
Yeah.
There is, I've just literally been, I've did a couple of days just as I would, just playing the tracks. I've got like about, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 of the DLC packs now. I've been buying all sorts of stuff. I've got a Green Day pack. I've got is it Panic at the Disco? Yeah. I don't know. I knew one of their songs. That's the problem with that game. There's so many songs in there that I haven't got a clue what any of this is. There's a Skrillex pack. I was like, I've never heard of. I know
what's that
Skrillex
song? Into the Unknown, Pab. Was that the one you knew?
No, I think that's on there, though.
I think it's on there.
Could be.
Other than I Write Sins, Not Tragedies, I think that's what it's called. Might be the other way around.
I don't know.
Into the Unknown's their other big song, because it was from Frozen 2.
Right, okay.
Crack it on, it's a belter. You'll be beating off to that for years.
Okay, right, so other than that, like I say, I've been playing... I think the most I've played is the Lady Gaga pack because I know the songs. That is pretty much the whole reason I've been doing that one so much. And I've got to the point now where I've stepped up a level. I thought, right, let's see if I can do, because I've just been playing on normal. Let's see if I can do the hard difficulty. And I initially just picked a slow song to work with, and I was okay. I put on the no fail kind of thing, so I can't fail it if I just balls it up. And I didn't. So now I've just turned to like I play everything on hard difficulty now, and most of the time I don't fail. So I think I'm getting better at it. I feel like at some point I'll be able to step up and move to expert, but we shall see. So I feel like. I've just enjoyed doing it, to be fair. I've just enjoyed playing that game. That game is so good. And I could do it, you can... Like, cause I just do it when I get in from work. But I could, like... I feel like at some point I could... Because I'm playing on the Quest, I could go outside into the backyard and just play out there in the summer when it's warm. I don't know. It's just, I like the Quest 2. I'm enjoying playing Quest 2 at the minute. It's been fun. The other thing I started this evening actually is a game called Nobody Saves the World, and it's on Game Pass, so it might be worth a go. It's from Drinkbox Studios, who made Guacamelee back in the day, and yeah, it's a top down action RPG akin to something a little bit Diablo-esque. And you are this little creature fella, and he gets a wand and he has the ability to transform into different animals and different creatures and different anything pretty much that he is there. So you start off and you transform into a rat, and then you then get given like a series of like challenge quests, and they just pop up on the side of your screen, and it's like kill however many of these enemies using the poison bite that you get, and you just do it and it ticks it off, and you move up your XP, and then you level up each creature, And as you level up the creature, you can move up the tree of people, like things you can transform into. So then that once you've got enough levels in the rat, you can then move up to then either be a knight or a ranger. And then that's like springs out again and moves out to another branch. And then you can be, what, a slug or a mermaid? I think a mermaid might be after the slug. But there's so many different things, and you can upgrade each creature to new moves akin to, like you would in Diablo. And you can like add multiplayers, and there's a shopkeeper, and there's old dungeons, and the map initially to me feels like original, like Zelda, as like a Zelda-esque map that you have to wander around. Also probably a bit like Diablo as well, I suppose. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I've enjoyed what I played. There is a whole story going on. I've not really been paying attention to it. It looks to me, someone said it on a podcast recently I was listening to, and they said it reminds me a bit of like as an Adventure Time art style to it, and I kind of see that. I was getting a bit of a Don't Starve kind of look to it, but a bit more colourful. But yeah, it is a very good little game, and it's on Game Pass. And I've been enjoying it. It's the sort of thing I could just sort of semi switch off. I don't have to pay 100% attention to it. I've got something on in the background, listening to something. It's a podcast game. Again, you could listen to a podcast too very easily and just be wandering about doing whatever you're doing, listen to a podcast. So I'll play some more of that probably because it's just very simple and casual to play. The last thing I've played, I don't know what it is. I've been on a Metal Slug kick recently. You know what Metal Slug is, don't you?
Very vaguely.
Yeah.
It's an old shooty old game.
Yeah, it's an old like SNK Neo Geo game. Yeah.
And I played that so much when I was on holiday once, just fed all the money I had into a machine.
I don't know what it is. I just saw it on my Switch the other day. I've got like the original Metal Slug. And I started playing it, and I just played it for about an hour. I was like, I've not just played one of these for so long, but it's such a good little shooters.
Yeah, they're very addictive.
Well, then I realised I've got a Neo Geo Mini set over there. So I plugged that in the other day, and it's like a little Neo Geo arcade cabinet. It's like a little tiny little thing, and it's got a little joystick and all the buttons on it. And there's like all the Metal Slug games, and I was like, holy crap! I've barely touched this thing. It's just sat in the corner gathering dust. So I dusted it off and played it for another half an hour, just playing all the different Metal Slug games. And I tell you what, they're good games, aren't they? They are very good games. I loved it. I have absolutely loved just the art style, the everything about it, the colouring, the way the game plays is just so good. Such a good little, what's that type of game? Like, I don't even know what it is. It's like a shooter? I don't know, I suppose. Yeah, I've enjoyed playing some
Run and
Metal
Gun,
Slug.
They call it on Wikipedia.
Is it? There you go, Run and Gun. There you go. That is pretty much it. Yeah.
It's what you do, isn't it? You run
right and shoot things, anything that comes in your way. But yeah, I have enjoyed that. And other than that, like I say, I've played a little bit of Pokemon, but not enough to have any substantiality. But yeah, that is pretty much everything that I have played this week.
Cool. Before we wrap, I want to just remind people if they're listening on Saturday. That today, Saturday the 12th, is Pokemon Community Day. So if you play Pokemon or don't and only chip in when they're on, there's a community day on today, so get cracking. It's Hoppip. So there'll be three new shinies.
Hooray! Right, boys and girls, we'll wrap that up there. Then make sure you follow us all over the internet at MGUK Podcast. It's literally only on Twitter, I think, but search for it wherever you want.
We have a Facebook.
You might find it. Apparently there's a Facebook. You can also follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
To the pip.
Thanks for listening, folks.